I understand that you help do some surveying in Wiseman for their land. Like a lot of the property.
When I worked, when I went to work for BLM, which was several years later, mm-hmm. this was in the early '80s. One of the things I wanted to do, I was very interested in the Colfa Wiseman area, and I kind of was in two positions. I was doing a little bit of mining compliance work for the surface placer mining. At the same time, I was still very interested in archaeology. My title was still archaeologist. And I was becoming very interested in mining history. And if you've ever been up the Hammond River, that's just, a hotbed of historical mining, at least it used to be. I first looked at Coldfoot because I'd been at the Coldfoot camp on the pipeline. And I kind of looked at the site, but really not much. And then when BLM inherited all that, and I went to work for BLM, and I ended up being responsible for it, I started researching the Coldfoot site. And, of course, you can't look at the history of Coldfoot without looking at the mining history of the Hammond River and Wiseman. And after I went up to Wiseman, and I first went up there because I was trying to get information on if or who or what was anybody buried in the Coldfoot Cemetery, and if so, who? To this day, I really don't know if anybody was. It's turned into this site that I don't even know if it's really a site or not. But I'd gone up there to try to interview some of these guys to find out if they knew much about the site, like Harry Leonard, because I knew Harry Leonard had some of the old mining records and stuff. He used to be the secretary of the local mining association there. So, I would go up to try to get information. Well, then I started looking at the site, and one of the things that at that time we were starting to look at was conveying the land. And I felt, I knew that according to federal legislation, that before you conveyed land out of federal holding, you had to do what's called Section 106 of the National Historic Preservation Act, which is to determine if you're relinquishing any significant cultural resources and what the impacts would be. And I couldn't find a decent history of all the stuff at Wiseman. Well, it was on federal land. I mean, the whole state was federal land, until 1959, except for a few parks. And yet people had cabins, private property. And private property was theirs. But the property underneath it belonged to the feds. And in my mind, we needed to get that resolved. Well, people had been working for years to get that resolved. And Wiseman, they'd been trying to convey Wiseman and trying. Nobody could come up because they refused to be an established community. And usually you transfer it to the community, mm-hmm. the land, and then it's parceled or sold or whatever. But there was no community. I mean, there was no city.
Right.
And so we couldn't do it that way. And I felt that we should be conveying it to the property owners. But the problem is, who are the property owners? People basically adopted or traded off. But my main concern was that we document as much as possible about the structures before they be conveyed. I couldn't get support from inside BLM. We were very much you had to comply with historic or an archaeological law, but there wasn't a whole lot of support for it a lot of the time. And Park Service came to my aid. Bill Brown, I don't know if you know him. He's a historian. He's retired. He used to be at the Park Service. But he helped me get it set up so that we did a HAB survey, which is Historic American Building Survey, of the Wiseman area. And they did it as part of the Gates of the Arctic research. So, they documented all these structures and documented them. And I had done some preliminary work. I basically introduced them into the community, and then they did the follow-up work. And ultimately, it still took several more years, but the land finally did get conveyed to the individuals as private property.